Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours?
It's hard to listen to Gordon Lightfoot's hit song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, without getting the chills. The song describes the vicious November 1975 storm that sank the Edmund Fitzgerald and its crew of 29 men. But for residents of the area near Split Rock Lighthouse on the North Shore, the reality of that tragedy is never far away. Ed Mackey, an interpreter at the lighthouse, lost a relative to the shipwreck.
My wife's uncle was a porter on the Fitzgerald. Usually in circumstances where there's a tragedy, time kind of eases it. But when you keep reminded of it every year, then you don't really have that closure then.
Officially, Split Rock Lighthouse is no longer in operation. But for the anniversary of the Edmund Fitzgerald shipwreck, the lighthouse beacon is illuminated. Here's Terry Toby, the site manager there.
We have a small ceremony on the lighthouse steps where we read the names of the men who were lost on the Fitzgerald, and we have a ship's bell that we toll for each name.
According to Toby, visitors often ask whether the boat sank near Split Rock.
So we have to tell them, well, no, it sank all the way at the other end of the lake. But it did sail by here the day before it sank.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.